Political fallout continues over Pennsylvania's long-delayed state budget. But when Governor Tom Wolf allowed it to pass, it ensured that public schools and other programs had the money to keep their doors open. Among those spared the budget acts, a century-old program to help farmers and communities throughout the state. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant explains what the money pays for.
Rick Rausch worried he was going to spend April preparing pink slips.
We were very seriously facing having to send out layoff notices to at least 1,100 employees on the 1st of May.
Rausch is dean of the Penn State Agricultural Extension. His program has farming experts and researchers in each of the state's 67 counties.
I have to say we were very worried, and the worry was shared at the highest levels of administration at the university.
Penn State's Ag Extension was started in the early 1900s. The idea was to bring science to farming. Today, their agents work with 92,000 kids in 4-H programs, with communities on food, health, and environmental issues, and with Pennsylvania's 33,000 farmers on everything from reducing chemical runoff into waterways, managing habitat for wildlife, and identifying threats to the state's $140 million fruit industry.
Because a big part of what the college and extension do is to look at invasive pests. Because we're in every county, we have people on the ground spread out across the state, and they're often the first detectors of a new invasive pest species or blight or anything like that.
Rausch says if they had started laying people off, there was a real risk the whole ag extension system would fall apart. The state's $50 million investment in the program, along with money from the counties, levies millions in federal grants.
That would have been something like $78 million a year. That's federal tax money that wouldn't have been coming back to Pennsylvania to address our problems. So there was a lot of money on the table that really hinged on the state government funding as our core.
Russia's neighboring states are increasing investments in agriculture. Ohio State University, for one, has committed $100 million in an effort to transform the food system.
We look with envy at what's happening in Ohio and New York and other places across the country is that they're increasingly being able to build on this vision of a more sustainable agricultural future, one that's climate change adapted, one that's reducing greenhouse gas emissions, all those kinds of things we want to do as well. But they're in a position where they can act on it because they've got the resources and can really take it to the field in a stronger way than we can.
Instead of new investments like this, Rausch says he's looking at Pennsylvania's $2 billion budget deficit and still worries about holding on to his current people and programs. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.